Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean?
They know what you mean. Yeah. And it's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60 and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks everybody.
Thank you. Welcome to a new episode of Why Is Harriet Crying with me, Sunil Patel. This is Red Richardson, our guest, and Harriet Kemsley is here as well. Hello, Harriet.
Hello.
How have you been?
Fine, I felt like a bit of an afterthought.
And there. Red?
I've been, good. How are you?
All right, now Elliot's here as well. So we're back to normal. Elliot, say hello.
Hello.
That's Elliot right there. We're all sitting on the sofa together. It's a great energy. Why is it a weird energy?
It's wrong being in a straight line, I think.
Why?
And you started it just before it started. You slagged me off and then it started.
I didn't slag you off. I'm saying one of our listeners slagged you off with a tweet. And it wasn't even slagging you off. It was just providing a Venn diagram. Because you don't know what Venn diagrams are.
Ooh. Yes, I do.
What are they?
Circles. Circles that join other circles in different ways.
But this Venn diagram was of like Harriet's sad stories.
Yes. And it just,
you have to go and look at it.
Yes.
What were they called?
Do you get it?
The tweeter?
I was saying that you can get different Venn diagrams that are just different circles that don't touch each other. Was that my argument?
I thought they all overlapped. So
you're wrong, Red.
And when they don't overlap, it means there is no common ground between the Venn diagrams.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it was there, no common ground.
Don't try and spin it that you know what Venn diagrams
are. I know what a Venn diagram is. I'm a comedian.
What's that got to do with it?
They're a big part of comedy at a certain point.
Elliot, I've put my phone on airplane mode. Can you look at the tweet, please? And it was Anthony, wasn't it, who did the tweet?
Yes.
Why is Harriet crying?
We don't have to bring up the tweet.
Bring it up. We'll pop it up on the
PowerPoint. You're just trying to neg me at the start, put me on a back foot. That's what you're trying to do. Make me feel like
all right,
let's have a fresh
let's have a fresh start and you introduce the podcast.
Do you have herpes on your lip?
No, I've got a blood blister.
Oh my god.
A blood blister.
Yeah.
I didn't mention yesterday when I met with Snow, he said, "Oh, your belly's poking out."
I said that because his t-shirt had ridden up and I wanted him to know because he was gonna go onto stage that evening. And I was helping you out. I wasn't having a go at you.
That seems could so have left mean. It.
Someone
else would see your belly. But do you know that? Or cause sometimes you do wear t-shirts that are too small.
I'm sorry. Sorry I mentioned it.
No, I wash them, then dry them, and then they're too small.
Yeah, but I can't put Bobby's t-shirts in the dryers. That's what happens when you buy cheap t-shirts from H&M that are £2. They shrink in the wash. Yeah. But I just thought that was a choice, kind of. It's not a choice.
It's not a choice, but I live with it. Because I don't want to have to go shopping again.
Could you get a bigger t-shirt? Or you know those things that lads have where it like the t-shirts that come down near their knees?
Long line.
Do you know what they do when they have the long t-shirts and then the skinny jeans? You could do that, maybe.
No, I don't want to do that.
You look really funny.
Get a really long t-shirt. Get one really long t-shirt.
Like a nighty. Then you won't have that problem.
Yeah, but at the end, then I could dry it as much as I wanted.
Yeah, actually, yeah. But then it'll shrink at the shoulders as well.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Lots to worry about.
I don't see a way out of this.
You've been crying about much recently, Red?
No, I don't know. What have I been crying
about? Were you upset when Sunil said your belly was poking out? Was that upset?
No, I was shocked that he pointed it out.
I was honestly trying to say, I would never say that to anyone. Have I ever been rude to you about anything?
No, but that's why it was shocking. And then you realise what you do is you lure people in.
Yeah, you seem like a nice guy. And just before he goes on stage, you're trying to make him insecure. Like just now, just before we started, you brought up.
The park around the corner, he was about to go into town. And I was like, maybe you should know that if you... if you cross your arms like that and push your t-shirt up,
maybe your belly pokes
out from underneath.
Yeah,
But I thought you wanted. I thought you'd want to know. I'm sorry.
You should know.
I'd want to know if it,
I spent age. I did a face mask. I put an outfit.
You
on.
Did do a face
did
mask.
Did you yesterday. Do a face mask?
Yeah, I did a face mask.
But you just didn't think about your tummy. It was well,
I didn't
the
think
time.
It was a problem.
I didn't think it was a problem. Theater. I was like, do you want to know this?
The home of uplifting positivity, and I thought I'd be accepted, and I've never been
you
there
were,
before,
you
so I did a face mask. I moisturised.
Okay.
What face mask do you use?
It's a deep sea mud mask.
Did you feel good after it?
Yeah, I had to rush it because it doesn't dry quick enough and I did it too late. So I turned on the oven and I stick my face fine. Dries, and then you get the proper cake effect.
Guess how many baths Red has a day?
Three a day.
Three a day. That's mad. That's like the sign of madness.
It's just the
three
sign of being
day.
Very clean and not
what
having much to do.
What times of the day do you have it?
I have one in the morning and then I'll have one in the afternoon and then I'll have one at night.
What do you do now though, now that you're out for the afternoon?
I'll go back. I have one when I go back. I've had one this morning already. And then I've got a gig and then I'll come back and have a bath after that.
Do you go full? Do you put your head underneath?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Well, do you go naked or do you wear?
Yeah, I go naked.
Yeah. You string your t-shirts in it?
No, well, yeah. No, I need new clothes. All my t-shirts are shrunk. And so, yeah.
But, okay, well.
I think there's something obsessive about that though, Red.
It is, yeah. There's obviously, I'm sure someone.
What are you trying to clean off yourself?
Shame.
Shame. He's going to have his three a day to get rid of the shame.
No, it's just a relaxing thing.
It is really relaxing. I put a podcast on. I turn off all the lights.
I bet it's not relaxing with the podcasts you choose.
No, the one I'm listening to at the moment isn't relaxing. It's about North Korea.
Nice relaxing podcast. Right. Okay.
How long are these baths? How long do they last?
Depends. Like
3 hours
minutes.
Each. Not, whole
no,
day.
Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes they're quite quick. Yeah, 20 minutes, I reckon.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're not like hour long.
Do you change clothes each time?
Yeah, obviously.
You have three clothes changes a day.
I'm always.
That's madness. That is madness.
Why don't you wear a dressing gown in between one and two?
Because I don't like wearing dressing gowns. I feel like I've cheated on my wife in a hotel or something. These bad connotations.
Real Sopranos energy. Yeah,
no,
the dressing gown.
I just don't like the thing of
okay.
it.
Okay, but that means you got to do loads of washing.
So much washing.
Yeah, that's why all my shirts.
Very bad for the environment all round with the washing
it
and
is,
the bathing.
And, the baths. And we also got Thames Water were giving us really high bills. And they said we have the same water usage as a family of four. So that's my fault.
Could you maybe use the same bath water, maybe?
No, because that's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave it in. When it was in the heat wave, I just run a cold bath and then I just go and dunk myself in it every 3 seconds.
Do you think if you had a pool, that would replace
I'd never.
He loves the pool.
Yeah. When I'm in Devon, I jump in the sea, I won't have a
You won't have a bath, yeah.
We took Red to Soho House because, you know, we got given the membership thing and we were on the roof and Red said it was the best day of his life.
Best day of
his
life.
And then there was the pool and then we were just all sat at a table and then suddenly Red decided to go into the water. He went and did a big, like, belly flop into the water and covered all these, like, beautiful posing women, like, on the side, just
doing
avalanche
Instagram
of water.
Posts.
Yeah.
Just followed them and did a big bomb into the pool.
But it's a swimming, you know, it's...
Yeah, no, it is for swimming. Pool.
It is for swimming, but no one else was doing that, I will say.
Was it one of those pools where no one's actually having fun in the pool?
No, I don't think many people were.
Yeah, it was very posery, yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice place, though. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was one of the top 10 days of my life, so.
What was the top one? Probably your wedding?
Yeah, that was good, yeah. No, that was good. There was a few things that... I enjoy going to other people's weddings.
Yeah. Was yours quite stressful?
It's just stressful, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just.
Sorry, I couldn't make it.
And Sunil wasn't there.
You weren't there. You got pinged, which is what I tell people when I don't want to do something.
No. I got tracked and traced.
That's the same, isn't it?
No, track and trace is where they know who you are and they find you at your address.
And they call you.
They call you
and
make sure you're okay.
Shit, yeah, you can get a.
Whereas ping is like anonymous. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were sad then as well. I was
sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. Just in
Are you double vaxxed now?
Yeah, bro.
I think Bobby and Harriet are lying about having the vaccine. I said
really?
This to Bobby the other day. Well, he said, oh, Harriet's not having it yet. And then suddenly you've had both in the space of what?
Yeah,
like
I went to a sneaky place that did it after 4 weeks.
But then it doesn't work as well.
Yes, it does work. It does work as well. Well, it doesn't work as well, but it does. It still works.
Is there any proof you've had either vaccine?
A I've got my fucking card. Do you want to see my card, Red?
Yes, I would actually.
Yes, show your card off.
I think you're an anti-vaxxer, but you know it's bad for business. And so
Red, I'm going to get my card out right now. Oh, my God.
It'll be a provisional driving license.
There it is.
Give that's it. One.
Just one.
Yeah.
That's
what?
29th. No, you had it way after. Oh, you had it 4 weeks after.
Mm. 5 weeks, actually.
Yeah, but that's one.
Mad.
No, my sister found a place in Kent. You could get it after 4 weeks. Oh, you
did. I got two why? Different cards.
I don't know. There's a few places and they say it's fine after 4 weeks. But I make think it is rules. In the long run less effective.
Did you feel anything? I felt like shit.
No, I'm quite strong. I didn't feel, oh. I didn't feel anything.
But no, but that means you're weak.
No, it means I'm strong because
you
didn't.
You get ill because your body's...
fall off the chair, Red.
It's because your body's fighting really hard.
I didn't feel any stress at all. It wasn't. It was my body was like, yeah, whatever.
I don't think she had it.
I got the fucking thing there. I put it on my phone.
You bought that online.
That makes me so angry.
You bought off Mark Dolan.
I didn't. Oh my God, Mark Dolan
hasn't
had it.
Mark Dolan giving out free.
Oh my
who are the most
God.
Who are the most prominent anti-vax comedians?
Mark Dolan. I don't want to say the others because I don't want to be in that fucking crosshairs.
Yeah, they're quite
Kemsley, Mark Dolan.
No, it's
Mark
not Dolan. Me. I love the vaccine.
I love the vaccine.
I'm going to get my third one, my fourth one. I'm in. I'm going to get it every week.
She's hooked on the vaccine.
But no, all the weak people got because you didn't get an effect this time, did you, Elliot? Oh, you did. Oh, yes. Bobby had flu-like symptoms and he was shivering.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying the weak people?
Yeah, all the weak people. Yeah. All the weak
and then
people
names people you actually like. So
yeah, have you had coronavirus?
Yeah.
No.
Because I got it was asymptomatic.
Oh, really?
So.
I like how Bobby viewed it though when you got it, which was that it took one look at you and was like, "No way!" And
then it left.
Get me out. But how did you know you had it if you're
because Rosie had it, and then so I did the test and yeah. I had it, but didn't have any symptoms.
Was she bad? Did you
she
get it?
She had a like bad cold flu, but I have literally sacrificed a year and a half of my life to help other people for a disease that
what
didn't
the
even...
What do you want, Red? A medal?
Yeah.
We've all done that.
And I've never talked about this. And I go, the whole world has stopped.
Red,
and
it
for a pandemic that doesn't even... I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. So, you're right. I think you got a point.
No, I do have a point.
Well,
and you are quite unhealthy. So you would think that you would think that you would have a problem with it.
He sends me a gym selfie once a week. So
yeah, but he's just sat in the gym. Red goes to the gym for like 3 hours, but he just sits on the equipment and goes on Twitter. Yeah.
People watch me in the gym and they think I'm professional.
A professional what?
Just guy working out.
Bather.
Professional guy.
Hitting the weights.
Have you thought about going to the gym?
Yeah, I have thought about it, yeah.
In the same way you thought about getting the vaccine.
Yeah. I was going, oh my God, Red, don't start this rumour. I can't believe I had to get out my card on this podcast.
Your fake card, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm with him. I never saw you get it and you never felt
I know I never saw anyone get it.
You felt fine after both of them.
Pfizer and crayon on it.
Where'd you get the first one?
It was a Nando's.
Yeah, that card doesn't matter. Can't remember. She can't remember. She can't remember where she got the first one. That place.
Pizza Express.
I'd love that if Pizza Express did it. It'd be so nice. Dope Wars and a Jab.
Romana based vaccine. We went there the other day. It was great. Pizza Express.
Well, you two.
No,
me and Bobby. Bobby and I'd been in ages, and I do actually agree with Harriet. I think it's one of the best out there, and it doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
You know, she only goes there because it's like. It's hard for her to find food that she can eat.
Me and Alexa went to a crepe place on Brixton Hill. I don't know if you've been. It's called Kakatara or something, and it does like these amazing like vegan crepes.
Mm.
And I asked for a cheese and mushroom, and the guy could not handle it. Like he was horrified by it.
Not even vegan cheese.
No, but it was like vegetarian and vegan stuff. But it was like they were all like these like creations.
Oh,
and then I
see.
Asked for cheese and mushroom, and he was just like. He was so upset and he kept coming over and being like, how's the cheese and mushroom? Just looking at me.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, it's nice. It's lovely. Cheese and mushroom's a classic. You get it sometimes in Edinburgh. Cheese and mushroom.
Yeah, don't tell everyone about it. Though, do I? Yeah. I don't do a podcast about it. It's not an event.
I'm telling everyone about your cheese and mushroom.
You looking forward to Edinburgh then?
I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it'd be nice. Oh, you're going as well.
Yeah, I know.
We're staying in the the same hotel.
I'm not really sure.
Staying in hotels, that would be wicked.
Well, it's luxury student accommodation.
Be better than the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really nice.
That'll be nice. I've spoken to a few people there and they say it's way better.
Yeah.
Apparently full rooms, none of the crap.
I don't know for us.
A lot of stags and hens.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Not, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got the Hula Cafe opposite us. It does nice smoothies. So we'll go there every day.
That'll be nice.
Who's we?
You and me. I've been planning it. We'll go there for like brunch.
Every day, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll go there to brunch, have work nice on our shows. Juice. Yeah. Sunshine in a cup. Mm. That's my favourite. We'll try a different one. Actually, I'll just stick to the same one probably, right, but you can try different ones.
I'll try. I actually go for the protein bodybuilders one.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like peanut butter, honey.
Well, your muscles need it.
Your muscles don't need honey.
Muscles need honey.
It oils them up to lift the weights.
There was too much effort that went into that.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
That's not bad. That's actually good. Not bad. Yeah,
thanks.
Sorry, how'd you get your...
Why do I have to help lift your mattress, which, by the way, I found out is the secret reason I have to
It's on my dream and vision board. I put it up there. Get Red to help me with that.
You actually have.
Let's look at Sunil's dream and vision board. Number one is get jacked. Number two is my Edinburgh show crossed out. Be kind to Helen.
Didn't write that.
No,
write new sure bits. Get Red to move mattress. Car insurance. Aim high. Big Brilliant. Vision.
Got to get stuff done. You know? Yeah. That's the only way to get it done.
Mine's more psychotic.
What's yours?
Fill out stadium.
Good idea for a podcast. Let's look at the people's to-do lists.
Oh, I'm sure
someone's
that done
is
that.
A good idea.
What's yours? What's on yours?
I've actually finished mine. It was Sunny's flea treatment. I did that.
Well, that's your dream and vision. That's just a task.
Had to RSVP to a wedding. I did that. Caught Admiral about the car insurance, similar to you, but then didn't have to renew till November. Ooh. So actually,
you didn't really forgot.
Yeah,
you
that was forgot. Fine. Then, yeah. So okay. I'm pretty up on my visions. No, yeah.
Fill out stadium.
No, I did one last in like 2019. I bought a chalkboard for it.
Yeah.
And then everything locked down. It's now just living behind the telly.
And it just says fill stadium on it in chalk. The saddest vision.
No, it's actually a cork board where you.
Yeah.
But it had my, yeah.
Is this one where you were doing an actual vision board like we did for...
No, it was more like my show and then bits. And
oh, right.
You just
right,
look
right,
at okay, it and you go, oh. Yeah. And it's actually more depressing to write than when you see it 3 months later because you just go, oh, God, because you haven't done any of it.
Yeah, that poor kid that had such dreams.
Yeah. You go, oh, I remember him.
Yeah, but if you just put Sunny's flea treatment, it's pretty, yeah, you get it done, awesome. And then
that's
you
why
feel
I put
good.
A few
yeah,
ones on there that you know I can tick off.
I don't understand why you've crossed out my Edinburgh show because it doesn't seem like you have
I
a
haven't
full
written
show.
Mine. What have I written there?
You've smashed it.
Work on Edinburgh show and then you just crossed it out.
Oh, that was for the day. I had to do it for the day, and I did it that day.
Have you got a new show then?
No, but I'm just working on bits.
And what, for an hour?
Yeah.
You charging for that?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Got to pay to see this.
I don't know. I think it's like £7.
Okay. Are you going to have paper on stage?
What?
Are you going to go up with paper?
Yeah, index cards.
He also, you've got a new bit where you put your coat on your head.
I could put my coat on my head for a bit.
Yeah.
Like it's a cape.
Yeah, okay.
Don't tell anyone about the new show.
Sorry, that's the twist. That's the twist at the
and
end.
And then what's the joke bit? Where's the
funny bit?
About having a coat on my head.
Yeah, I suppose that is funny.
It's a callback to me coming on stage without my coat on my head.
£7 for that.
Yeah, I don't know if people will get it.
Pounds,
it's pretty avant-garde.
I mean, that's
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God, sorry.
Is it still going?
It's fine. Yeah, it's still going.
Just knocked up thing. What are you going to do about your blood blister, though? I'm worried.
Well, I don't know what to do. Helen keeps saying she wants to get a needle out.
Yeah, she needs to pop it.
I don't think she does.
Don't let Helen do it.
Yeah, blood blisters go away in their own time.
No, you've got to pop it or put a plaster over it.
All women say that you've got to pop it, but it goes away.
I can't be near it without wanting to pop it. It's like an innate thing.
Put a cigarette out on it. That's what you meant.
That's
to
what
do.
You meant.
That's what
to
happened
do.
In the first place. That's how we got it.
I got it probably from a cigarette. Yeah. Do you think it's that?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Either that or
Why
like
you
there
got
was
loads. Then.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Shout out, Fifi.
Who's oh my well, god? This is cool back.
He's just trying to make my mum think
mum.
I smoke.
Oh, okay.
obviously, Harriet doesn't smoke.
Don't say it like that. That makes it seem like I do smoke even
She's,
more.
She doesn't smoke and she is vaccinated. vaccinated.
No, that is. I was like, oh no.
We believe Harriet.
Red, yep. Your wedding was really fun.
Thank you.
It was sad that Steele could have come. He would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he got pinged.
I got a load of Lego though. Instead.
Oh,
instead.
Wasn't that a gift for Red?
They are going to make the Ducati for Red.
But
oh,
isn't thanks. That kind of finishing, like you're kind of he'll doing
want
the fun
it,
bit?
You don't give someone an unmade present.
You do. You get no, that's you're the fun for Red stuff. To do it. He's going to make it for you and then give it to you.
Do you want the Ducati? Take it with you on the way home.
Keep it, I think.
No, no, that was for you.
10 plus.
No, that's for you and Rosie, yeah. I bought it for you and then I bought the Land Rover.
Why'd you
myself.
Put it up there then if it's a gift? Yeah. Like, it really looks like it's on display. Yeah.
Please.
Please take it.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Take it.
Do you want me to make it first?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, make it.
Yes.
I think you should work on your Edinburgh show, really.
Whoa.
Yeah. Are you doing all new stuff?
What is new, you know?
Exactly.
What is new, what is old, you know? Sometimes old bits you work on and make them longer.
Also, sometimes it's been so long since people've seen the bits, they may as well be new.
May as well be new. It feels new to me.
You could just put a different word in each. Like,
yeah.
You literally do anything.
I've been doing that since I've just been using old bits. I go, you know, in lockdown, and then you just throw in a bit.
I don't know. I think it's not going to be a show with a beginning and an end, but there's a through line to it, for sure.
just the shitty middle bit.
Yeah.
25 minutes and no
it's just going to be the dip.
It's like
the halfway
it's like a
dip,
jam session, you know? Just like watching a jam session.
No, fair enough.
What's yours then?
Mine's the same.
Yeah.
The
and what's yours, Red?
No.
Mine
way.
Is
freestyle jam session.
Yeah, freestyle. Yeah, no, it is.
Everyone's doing freestyle jams.
There's bits.
No one cares about Edinburgh. I want to hear about Red's wedding.
Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Because you had a really rough build up to your wedding.
I did. Yeah.
It's just, I just really like how terrible things happen to you.
Well, thank
I don't
you.
Know anyone else that like, just.
Life comes at Red pretty
it
fast.
Does.
Yeah.
And you'd think there'd be a, but no, what are we talking about the
well, because it's the idea of the show is like people crying,
yeah.
And I don't know if you did cry, but if I'd have been you, I would have really cried.
Okay, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. So
have you heard the story?
I don't know which okay. one. July, no, it's June 23rd.
July 2021.
June 23rd. I do a gig in Camden.
It's the week before. I think this is the big thing. It's the day before you're going home for your
yes,
wedding.
We were
so it's a special time,
it
you
was
know?
A special
it was a
time.
Big night.
Final gig. Did the gig. Gig was shit. and then I come off and everyone's drinking outside.
And you're celebrating because you're going back to Devon to have
Devon.
Your wedding. Yeah. Finally, yeah. After years of not having a wedding.
Exactly.
It's a big thing, you know? It's special.
And
finally, you're free. You're finished work.
Finished work. This homeless lady came up to me and said, have you got any change? I said, no, but I said, I'll take you to the cash point and give you some money. Good deal.
I'm glad you said
yeah,
give you
nice.
Some money. I thought you meant just take her to a cash point.
Yeah, okay, that's I'll take good. You to the yeah. nearest cash point. Yeah, yeah.
So I took her to the cash point and it's sort of like, I do this like twice a year and it makes me feel that I,
yeah,
you know, I'm sort of
paying you've done something
off.
Good. Yeah.
And it's good karma for your wedding.
Yeah,
probably,
good karma for the wedding.
Like that. Yeah.
I'm hoping somewhere in my head I go, maybe I won't get a brain tumor because I've done this a few times.
It
seems less of an altruistic thing now you've explained
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought, isn't it so lovely how yeah. Red to get money out, but it seems like it's
no,
just.
No, I want to be able to carry on smoking.
Yeah,
and not,
sure.
You know? So I'm just trying to push away bad karma. So go to the cash point, put my card in, it gets swallowed.
Right.
So I still haven't got a card. You have to use my phone. And she said,
wait,
oh,
why don't you have a card? That's on you, though.
I'm worried that if I order another one, it will cancel and I won't be able to use Apple Pay.
You won't.
Yeah, so I'm fucked. So this is just my life now. So I go everywhere. And
this
if
is
my
married life.
If my phone runs out of battery,
yeah.
If I'm in Gloucester, that's where I live
that's
now.
That's it.
I can't call anyone. But
you just need to plan ahead for a few days. You'll be fine. Just get cash. You're going to be okay.
You need like
Red.
100 quid in cash.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You're going to be fine.
No,
it's okay.
No one takes cash anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So she pulled out a debit card.
Yeah.
And said, we'll transfer it to this on your Apple
what?
Pay. Yeah. So I transferred her £20.
Yeah.
And then I walked down the road feeling very happy myself. And there's this bit of an area. Which I've since pointed out to people, it's like a tarpaulin. It just looks like a skip that's yeah. covered up. And I went round that and just, and I didn't want to go into the pub because it's just huge queues and you've got to put your mask on. So I peed along like
and
a meter away. And then I heard this rumbling from inside the tarpaulin and it was a different homeless lady.
Oh, you pissed on a homeless
lady? Well, no, not on her. It was like a metre away from her thing.
But and you didn't know she was there.
In the light of day, I pointed to people and go, would you say that was a house? And they said no.
Yeah. You've taken people there.
Well, to
there.
The would you say that's a house? I see her every week.
Okay.
And she came out and started screaming at me. She's this elderly.
You pissed on her house, yeah.
A metre from her house. It's like me
and
pissing down the side of
And you didn't know it was a house. Yeah, you
didn't know it was a house. And she came out and started screaming at me. I was just apologising loads. And I was like, so sorry. I thought maybe I could give her 20 quid if she's got a debit card. And I was saying, sorry. She went back into the tent. And as I went to walk away, she came out with this sort of like, I couldn't see exactly, but it's like a beaker bucket, mini bucket, and threw it all over me. And I instantly hit my nose and it was vomit.
Oh, God.
So she threw a whole full beaker. So I don't know if someone in the house was ill, but she threw it all over me. And it was just disgusting.
Oh, that's horrific.
It was horrific. And so,
I've never known that happened to anybody else.
I've never heard of that.
I've
never heard of that as a move. You know?
No.
As anything.
It's
you know
horrible.
I mean?
Elliot's really upset. Isn't
it was
it horrible?
Disgusting.
It is upsetting. It is upsetting.
And so I just...
Why did she have it?
Yeah, well, she's probably puking in
the... Why did she keep
in
it in her house?
She might have been puking in the thing. Or, you know,
into
whoever lives with her. The butler who lives there was puking
in the
thing.
It's actually making me gag, the idea.
It was disgusting. And so I ended up vomiting myself. And oh, I was more. I was
just. You
strong.
Just vomited.
Yeah.
Did you have a t-shirt on or a shirt?
T-shirt
or...
was all over
oh, you
me.
Couldn't even take it off.
No, it's just, I'm out in Camden, so yeah. If I take off my trousers and thing, then you probably get arrested, you know. But
no one's going to believe the story.
No one's
going to
believe it.
Took it off.
And I, you know, as we said earlier, I have 3 baths a day, so
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
want
yeah.
vomit chucked on me.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting an Uber back because I just thought, look,
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
go.
Fuck yeah.
And the guy just pulled open the window. And the minute I got in, the guy opened all 4. And I didn't want to get sick on his car, so yeah. I was like, stood up, leant
oh.
down.
Oh, God.
Didn't get a good rating, but I had to get home. And then got home, went straight into the shower.
Yeah.
And woke up next day, and I was like, and went up to the clothes were all by the door, and it just stank.
Oh.
And I just thought, there is no such thing as karma. Because why would that happen?
Why do bad things happen
you've
to good people?
You've just given someone from the same community 20
same
quid.
Community.
So just don't help people. And so me and the homeless were finished for quite a bit. And then we actually, the other night I was walking home, this guy said, oh, I've just blown all the money I was going to spend getting stuff on booze. Can you get me some Head and Shoulders? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start bridging.
Okay, yeah,
the gap
yeah.
Again.
Oh, that's good.
It's taken a while.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did it, okay.
But now I still see that woman every week and she recognizes me. So she stands across from my gig. And
oh,
just,
no,
like,
the
swears.
Oh, yes, you have gig. A weekly gig
she's
there.
Red Richardson and Friends. Why don't you get her to do a spot?
Because I don't think her throwing vomit routine. I think it would be marginally worse.
How
than
does she
what
look
I
at
did.
You?
She just, so she like is insane and like really aggressive. So she'll see me and she just stares across and like, will like shake.
Where
her
is this
and...
at the gig? So if you're at the side of the
so
Camden
you go
head.
Left. So you know when you're at the side bit where you smoke?
Yeah.
And it's there and she's just there.
Across the road.
And I'll point her out next time.
Across the road?
Yeah, across the road.
Where the bus stop is?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That, yeah. And you just wouldn't think it was a house, you know? I wouldn't just give a homeless person 20 quid and then go, oh, that gives me carte blanche to go piss on it. Homeless person's house.
And then so then you saw the bag of your clothes and you thought, time to go home for my wedding.
Yeah. I thought, this is not. And then I was talking to Harriet and Bobby and Harriet said, this is probably good luck. And Bobby said, no, I think it's a curse. It means you're going to have 10 sons who hate you and will have micro penises. But
we
I was,
had different approaches, me and Bobby. Different ways of making Red feel better.
But it doesn't feel like good luck.
But
it doesn't
a lot of
feel
things...
like good luck, actually. In hindsight, feels
then,
like very.
Like
I was trying to be nice, Red, because I couldn't believe
like
it.
Like birds shitting on you is good luck, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like, so Rosie, my wife,
but people just say
good
that.
Luck, but
yeah.
you just go.
Even Rosie,
I could get
I don't
kidnapped
think...
by ISIS, and she goes, "It's going to be a good summer." You know? Everything's good luck. But I was speaking to my sister, and she was like, "You got to understand, like this woman is obviously had the worst life possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Living there at like 65.
Yeah. She's trying to protect it from
trying
people
to protect
like you.
Her thing,
yeah,
but
yeah.
as you know, we're sick. Just
yeah, definitely
kick me or something next time. I'm not going to do that again. But I thought maybe she hasn't had a hard start in life. She probably could be like from a really rich family. She just behaves like that all the time.
Yeah.
So she's ended up homeless.
Yeah, something to think about.
Something to think about. You don't know choices and consequences. People's journeys.
She might be really rich, and every time there's a dinner party, she throws sick on people.
One of the great British eccentrics.
Yeah.
Something we should celebrate more in this country.
But no, it was horrible, and I do feel like it was a curse. And she was screaming at me, and I went, oh, this is not.
But you were very apologetic after you did it. I was saying sorry, loads.
But then when she threw it at me, I was just like, ah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did anyone witness this?
So my mate Ryan was there. And he went up to her and was like, why did you throw sick at my mate?
Yeah.
And she started shouting at him, went back into the tent, and I was like, let's go. God knows what she was coming at.
I don't want answers to that. She's not going to give you an answer to that question.
No, I don't know why he was trying to talk to her.
Why did you throw sick on my friend?
Yeah, because I literally walked up and he's like, you're right. I'm like, look at this. He's like, the stink was so...
Was it like just thin, sick, like bile?
Yeah, but with little bits in it, you know?
Oh, we don't need... Why did you ask that question? We don't need that. We don't need to know.
Well, because if it had chunks on it, then it would be like...
No, it's disgusting. Yeah. And the smell of vomit is so strong, you know? Mm.
Stomach acid.
Like socky cheese sick.
Okay.
So that was... Yeah, but...
Wedding was lovely, though.
Yeah, I just don't think I'm going to do... Head and Shoulders was a step, but... Yeah,
I think you're just connecting things that I think don't connect. I think you tried to do a nice thing and then somebody threw vomit over you, and we just have to think that they're two separate occasions.
And that's me out.
Yeah.
I bought two bottles of Ariel for a homeless person, but when I came out of the shop, she'd run away. I saw her running away.
If she's homeless, why does she want Ariel?
She wanted something to wash her clothes in the hostel. But she wanted two. She said specifically, she said two, please.
Yeah.
Two bottles.
Two.
Yeah. That's £9 each.
So now you've just got two bottles of Ariel.
18 quid. Left it in my old flat.
Well, 18 quid for two bottles of Ariel?
It's £9. The big ones that do like 72 washes.
Yeah, I mean, that is tough. You'd think they'd provide it or something. Like, what do you do if you want to wash your clothes in a hostel?
Well, I think she's selling it on to someone.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's got a thing in the hostel where she sells it on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you can make a bit of money off that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is when you see, because there's a terrible homeless problem and then someone's raising money for pandas or something, you go, fuck off.
Finland have stopped homelessness.
Yeah,
they bought everyone a flat.
See, that's how it should be.
Switzerland, there's no homeless people.
Yeah, it's cheaper to actually just house people than deal with all the problems.
Well, the problem here is, you know, like most homeless people are mentally ill. Well, I think all of them are. There's a mental problem. It's not like they just missed too many alarms and then became homeless, you know.
Yeah. I think there are people, there's circumstances definitely that.
Oh yeah, loads, but, absolutely, yeah,
of course. But it's you know, it's abuse, stuff like that. Not that this is a comedy podcast. But.
Single men as well, I think. Older men, like once they like lose their jobs, they've got nothing really.
Yeah, because men have been just shat on for the last. We're all in the street. And the one person
playing on your phone, are you? Avoiding the problems of society.
Ignoring red.
There's a problem with toxic femininity in the homeless community, as I found out.
Hear that? Nothing to say?
He's
anything to respond?
He's hurting after the vomit.
He's hurting and lashing out.
I'm sorry after
the vomit.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for that story.
Well, yeah.
I have.
If you're in Camden, any listeners, and you're dying for a piss, don't do it.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking mad things happen to Red.
Though. Yeah, it is. It's like he's like a sitcom character that's just going about his life.
He's just trying his best.
I'm trying my best.
Because
we're ill-equipped to deal with what's coming at him.
Yes.
That's the definition of a sitcom character. It's someone who's like doing their best but not equipped at all.
Yeah. Do you think this is Red's best?
Well, he couldn't have done anything about that. He didn't. I mean, that was undeserved, obviously, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff he does.
You're making it sound bad. But I think, Harriet, you're quite disastrous.
Yeah, you both do, times. I think, yeah.
I remember you got attacked by a rat when I was in a car with Bobby. He said, Harriet's just been attacked by a rat. I thought, that doesn't happen to people.
While he was sitting in a car.
And you got attacked by foxes. I don't think it's just me.
How have you two got these lives?
I don't know.
Red took us in when we got attacked by the rats.
You didn't know, but I remember I was driving to a gig with Bobby and you were going to a gig and a rat jumped out at you at the thing.
I I didn't remember that. I blocked it out. Too many rat incidences.
Oh, God.
My friend used to have this best friend, and they were smoking weed together and in the street, and a rat came out the drain at them. And his friend just pushed him in the path and ran off, like jumped off. And he's never forgotten it. Because it was his initial instinct was to get him.
Oh, it's like that film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the movie where the dad runs away in the hurricane.
With the avalanche.
No, the avalanche, yeah.
Yeah, there's a French one, but I watched the Will Ferrell one recently.
Oh, was there a remake?
Downhill,
of it?
Yeah, they did it in a ski resort. And he leaves his family.
God. Yeah,
you think, what do you do in that moment?
Yeah.
I've got a genuinely sad story that I want to share. No, I actually do. I actually do have a really sad story. Mm. It's actually really sad.
Right.
Okay. Son devastated after none of his elderly mum's pals come to her birthday party, so leaves her in tears with his gift.
No, that's actually quite sad, yeah.
Yeah. He uploaded a heartbreaking photo. What did you say?
It was the heads of her friends.
The gift.
A heartbreaking photo of his mum sitting by herself in her birthday gazebo in the garden, opening her presents alone. She said she was okay, but I knew she was upset. Coxie said his mum said she was okay, but he knew she was upset. So I read that bit already. At the birthday snub, and he added that she deserved better. The sweet elderly lady could be seen sitting under her birthday banner and balloons, helping herself to some crisps to pass the time.
But where
That's
were her
how
friends?
Pass the time.
Eating crisps.
You just sit,
yeah.
Eat your crisps.
But what happened
balloons.
To her friends?
Well, I'm just waiting to find out.
You didn't read it?
I have read it. Someone that saw it said, please tell her I would have come to the party. Another one said, I feel so bad for her, I would have come to the party.
Well, a bit late now.
Yeah.
Too late.
Party's
she's just,
been done.
Have you seen the photo? No, I'm still reading. Look how sad. She's just sat there looking at the crisps.
Can I have a look at the story?
No, I have to tell you the ending. So he's then he said he
How
told
many
his
for Euro millions are there on that
on that story.
Every paragraph.
It's the gullible set of people that leave the read the story. So then he said he told his mum to read out a message he had written on a number of sheets of paper, and the note said, "For your birthday, I wanted to do something different, so I have paid off your mortgage."
Why didn't he do that before?
As nobody showed up, I wanted to do something extra special for her, so now she has more money for the things she wants.
How is she paying the mortgage before? She's 90.
She can now go to dinner alone.
She still doesn't have any friends.
Hang on, how is she paying a mortgage at 90?
I don't think she's 90.
How old is she?
It doesn't actually say her age.
What's she like with her friends? Is she nice to them?
It doesn't say, but I would think not, because of what happened with... people were very moved by it, and she said, so she now has more money for the things that she wants.
What does she want?
Friends.
Yeah, you're going to buy some. A lot of holes in this story.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, this is what the note says. Your mortgage paid off.
It's just... But if she's... What? Yeah.
I don't know. Is that what?
I'm sure she's planning on leaving him friends. The mortgage anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Or he could have just gone and turned up and taken her out. Nice day.
Yeah, I don't know why he just took pictures of her in the garden.
Yeah, just from a distance.
And then put it on TikTok.
Look at my sad mum.
Yeah, look at my sad mum. She's just eating crisps in the garden and no one came to her party.
All right.
Yeah.
Party heartbreak.
Yeah.
She's not that old.
Yeah, she keeps saying elderly.
It's not elderly.
She's
in her like late 50s.
Yeah, I don't think she's that old.
But why did no one turn up? We need to know why they didn't turn up.
She's a horrible person.
Maybe.
This sweet elderly lady. But that's you made that up.
Yeah, we don't know that she's sweet, but...
Gut-wrenching video.
She might have thrown vomit all over.
7 million views.
Do you recognise her, Red?
She might be her.
Where is she?
Every year at a party.
Is it that lady?
No, it's not her.
Okay.
But she does look quite mean. I don't
no, she's sad, Red. She's just eating crisps under her balloons.
But what did she do, you know?
Red, what if no one came to your birthday party?
Hitler
You'd be
had
so
friends.
Sad.
Do you know what I mean? She must be.
This is just a TikTok video.
Yeah, it's a TikTok video.
Oh,
that
you've been absolutely taken in by
no,
a
I
nonsense
haven't.
TikTok
I haven't.
Video.
It's not
I
think nonsense.
This is just this is completely
no,
manipulated
it's not.
Nonsense.
It's not.
It's
sad.
Absolute bollocks because she's at the birthday and he paid her mortgage off at the birthday, did he?
Yeah, because he put it on TikTok and everyone said, this is so sad.
Oh, then
and
then
he
thought,
said,
oh, do you know what? I'll pay the mortgage off.
Yeah.
In that split. You're
an idiot.
And
then he had to find he had to find a printer because he had to print it.
Oh, he
it.
Had to go and get the printer, did he?
And then print.
Unbelievable. At Coxie.official is a fucking liar.
Yep.
Wow.
He's hauled his mother out for likes on
for
TikTok.
For 5 million TikTok.
And he's 2 million on TikTok anyway.
Absolute piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's not even elderly. That's completely made up. I promise you that is a completely made up story.
But look how sad she looks, and she's got an umbrella in her drink.
It's completely set up. That's absolute bollocks.
He said, look sad. Look at your umbrella and look sad.
Put the umbrella in to make it more tragic.
Oh, she's wearing a badge as well. No, it says on the banner, it says happy 80th. She looks good for 80, I will say.
She's not
80. Her son is desperate to go viral.
Yeah, well, that's unbelievable. Well,
I saw one on Twitter the other day. This lady wrote, and this is what fucking cesspit Twitter is. A lady wrote, my... 8-year-old autistic nephew has a YouTube channel and never gets any hits and makes these videos and doesn't understand why. Could you possibly watch it and leave a nice comment and I can read them back to him so he gets more views? And I was like, I bet you someone has written something mean. And within 3 comments, this guy had written, came into this with as open mind as possible, got through 3 minutes of them. They're boring and shit.
Oh my God. My friend's dad always shares pictures on Facebook, and it's like a picture of a really sad dog, and then it says like, and it's a bit, the dog's a bit ugly, and then it says, "No one loves me. Please, will you share me on Facebook so that I know that people love me and think that I'm cute?"
Oh, God.
And then they always share it, and you think, do? "How does the
dog? The dog doesn't think it's ugly.
Doesn't think it's ugly.
No, dogs don't think about how they look.
Yeah. I know, it's so weird. It's like
they're
constantly sharing.
Time.
Yeah." Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it?
No, that isn't.
No, it's just... Yeah, it's confusing,
it's confusing,
I guess.
It's confusing, yeah. Well, thanks for coming, Ved. I hope you managed to avoid getting vomit on you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm... Yeah, I'm going to be more careful.
It's a big slurp of that Rubicon red.
Well, we're sponsored by them now. Got that on camera.
That would be good if we were.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and thank you for the more Venn diagrams, please.
No, that was enough. But you can find us on Patreon. We've had some fun episodes recently. I've actually got something for you for this the next episode coming up next week. It's a nice gift.
Big surprise.
Join us on Patreon. It's as little as £3 a month, isn't it?
Yes.
And you get to hear us weekly and support the podcast.
Well,
so.
We'll soon be moving to a more permanent home, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we're going to... Oh, Red's dropped it.
It's on my feet. It's fine. We could have gotten away with it. It's just on my feet.
Does that cool? Yeah.
Is it still working?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, that...
Thanks, Red.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Red.
Me on.
Thank you.
Good luck out there,
always
Red.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, and have a good time
be
in
safe.
Edinburgh.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your
see you when we get back.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want more episodes and more from us, you can go to our Patreon. Just look for Why Is Harriet Crying on the Patreon website. And for £3 a month, you can get double the amount of episodes. Imagine that. And there are various different tiers. You can be on my team or Harriet's team and get extra bonus features. So head over there and subscribe.
But seriously, please, can you join my team and not Sunil's team? Because I do take it personally whenever anyone joins Sunil's.
Yeah, join Harriet's team. She needs it.